Welcome back to the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and Happy New Year. I am very excited for you to listen to this episode because I speak with Inner Circle member Marcy, and she's so kind and so funny, so genuine, and we have a really good conversation, which turned out to be a really great conversation going into the new year, especially if you are struggling with consistency. You know what to do, you want to do it, but oftentimes you struggle with doing what you need to do and actually making it happen. So I hope you enjoy the episode. Marcy, thank you so much for coming on. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a 5-star review, and a written review would be amazing. I appreciate it for everyone who's done that so far. And yeah, let's get into it. Marcy.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm pretty groovy.
Pretty groovy. That sounds like you. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Had dinner, sitting around with a cat in my lap and just hanging out.
I love it. That's amazing. Thank you for number one, getting on the phone with me. And also thank you for being patient. I had not eaten for so long after the Inner Circle Live. I was like, I need to eat something. And so my girlfriend cooked dinner. I got fed. I'm full now. She was delicious. And now I'm blessed and lucky enough to be on the phone with you.
That sounds like a great evening.
So talk to me. I mean, this is 100% your time, your call. You are the scavenger hunt winner. So I want you to know that this is whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about. And I know you sent an email with some questions that you wanted to discuss, but it's 100% on you. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about.
So many different areas to go into. see, now you got me on the spot here.
Well, do you want me to read the questions that you sent me?
Yeah, I got them here. Something about, for fitness wise, I have a thing where I love starting out a new plan. It's just like when you take a new class at school and you sign up and you get your books and you get it all set and you go and you do it pretty good. And then a few weeks in, you're like, meh, you know, I don't know if I get bored or whatever. And I don't know, maybe I'm just tired from work and I need to figure out a different time to work out or something maybe, or, you know.
So I'm going to read the way that you wrote it, because I think the way you wrote it was very interesting and very insightful. So You wrote, you have a fitness question. I start out a plan gung-ho, and then life, work, et cetera, gets in the way and I lose focus or drive. Is it boredom? Am I tired? Lazy? Is it too hard? I've had some of the same goals for years. Do I not think I deserve to achieve them? It's a very interesting way to phrase that. So talk to me. What do you mean by that?
It's a silly thing, but you know, like I said, as you know, and I've been doing this since basically 2005, with the on off dieting all those years before that. And I've been, you know, close to where I want to be and doing pull-ups and stuff before, and then life gets in the way and I just lose it and go back to whatever. So, you know, I should, by all rights, look like Renee and Susan right now, even though I know it's a different path and all that good stuff. But, you know, it's like sometimes I do my own self-sabotaging on, well, I'm not going to be able to maintain it, so why bother? You know, and it's weird that I would still have those attitudes, but I don't know. It's just kind of the thing that happened, I guess. So
this is amazing. I'm super glad that you brought this up. And one thing I want to clarify is this. There's nobody that you should look like.
And I know.
and I know, you know, but you just said that you should look like Renee and Susan. And I really want to make this clear, because it's super important to understand, even if you've been 100% consistent with your training and nutrition and worked outrageously hard, genetics are going to determine a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And not least of which can be like muscle definition, muscle growth. Yeah. And so I really want you to know that, like, Renee and Susan work unbelievably hard and are outrageously consistent, but they're complete individuals. So just because, and I know, you know, this, I know I'm preaching to the choir and I know, like, you get it, but I have to say it because it's really important that there, no matter how hard you work, like, they're, your genetics will really determine a lot. And it doesn't mean, and I think a lot of people will take that to mean like, oh, I'll never look the way I want to look because of my genetics. It's like, no, shut up. That's not what I'm saying. It just means that trying to compare how you look to another individual is always an exercise in futility, because it's just, it's not going to happen. And I know you know that. Again, I just have to say it because I'm an annoying teacher and that's what I have to do. That being said, talk to me about what do you think the biggest struggle is? Like out of all of that, is the biggest struggle consistency, like, or something else? Like, what is the biggest struggle?
I'm not real sure. I have learned a lot with the consistency, because I did the U.S., the Unicron Strong 2 rounds. So that was 180 days. And I was probably like 80 to 90% consistent. And I did have a couple weeks where I just said, eh. But I would always jump back on, like, maybe I just didn't like that week or whatever. I love month one, but not month two, you know. So month two always was really hard. But, you know, and I know I won't look like the other girls, but I mean, oh, dang it. I can't just rip my headphone off. But anyway, but I have been leaner before, so I don't know why I just can't, you know. I like what I'm eating, so why can't I stay there? So,
so talk to me about that. Like, what's going on with your nutrition? Are you eating too much?
No. Well, I do upon occasion, but I mean, like, the calorie cycling has working out pretty good, because I've done carb cycling where it's the same calories. You know, you might have high day, low days, but then the it would just be like high carbs one day, but you would have low fats, and then you'd have a high fat day with a low carb. And protein always stayed the same. So this one, doing it the way we are now, I like a little better, and I haven't lost any weight. I think I've moved things around, which is kind of the point of not gaining and being maintaining and defining over the holidays is great. So I am liking the calorie cycling for that. And the foods are going pretty good today. I mean, I've been a little high in the last week, but, you know, I'm not going to worry about it too much. But, okay, now I've got lost. Where were we?
Well, so I think it's very interesting, because the question that you wrote out was basically saying you start out gung-ho, and then life, work, et cetera, gets in the way, and you lose focus and drive. And you're saying, is it bored? Am I tired? Am I lazy? Is it too hard? And then on the other hand, when I'm asking you about consistency, you're like, no, I'm very, very consistent. But right. it sort of better. Goes against what was written, right? So I think that, and tell me if I'm wrong, I think that maybe you do very, very well, especially at the beginning, and you go very, very hard, but somewhere along the way, you lose the intensity, you lose the focus, you lose the motivation, and then the consistency does drop. It doesn't mean that you lose it altogether,
right?
But it does definitely get lower than you would like, and lower than probably you know it should. Right. And tell me, if at any point, if I'm wrong, please clarify this for me.
Nope, that's probably about right. You know.
Got it. So, and I think, I mean, this is so normal. Like, this is the most common thing in the world. This is what people struggle with. And actually, I mean, you know, like, you and I have known each other for years. Like, you've heard me talk about how I remember I made a video in 2013 or 2014 talking about, I called it the middle ground. This is when I was still living in Boston, and I called it the middle ground because anytime somebody starts a new program, whether it's the first day or the first week or the first few weeks, there's always a certain level of excitement that comes with it. It's a new, it's exciting, it's new, it's fun. And probably the most exciting and motivating part is the idea of the results that will come with it. Like, oh yeah, like, this is the new program. This is going to be great. Like, who knows, like, all the stuff that's going to happen. I'm going to be super motivated. But after, for some people, the first week, for other people, the first month, but usually somewhere within the first 1 to 4 weeks, you hit this point where it's no longer exciting, and it doesn't necessarily suck, but the excitement is gone. The initial, like, energy and yay and motivation, it's just, it's not there. And I think a large part of it comes from, cool, you've been doing it for a week or doing it for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and the results are not really there yet, as they shouldn't be and as we logically know. But then it really sets in that's like, all right, like this is going to take a while. And like, then like, I think a lot of times from there, maybe one off track meal or one missed day at the gym, from that point, it becomes significantly easier to justify going off track more and not going to the gym more. Because once that one day, one bite, one meal happens, it's almost as if we can use that as a justification and be like, ah, well, I screwed it up. Like, all right, like, that's it. And tell me again, if this is completely not like you at all, we can find something else. Does this resonate in any way, shape, or form?
It does. It does.
Yeah, I know. Talk to me. Like, how does it resonate?
Yeah, my foods are good because my breakfast is a comfort meal and it fits in the plan. And during the week, I do good. And the weekends, I usually have one less meal, but I try to make sure I get three of main meals in one way. So that's, and I don't drink as much. So that cuts that out a lot. But like with the exercise, you know, like, oh, it's raining out, so I'll work out after work tonight. And then I get home and it's like too much traffic and then dinner's done. And now it's like 8:30. Well, it's too late to work out now. I'll work out tomorrow. So yeah, that's probably it, you know, or I get the first two workouts of the weekend and then, I don't know, Friday's too busy, Saturday happens, and then that's Monday, so now I got to start day one again, you know, so I don't even hit day three, so I guess it's my consistency is kind of, yeah.
Well, listen, thank you for, number one, being so honest about it, because a lot of people would not be, and number two, it's so funny how this works, right? Like, I brought up consistency early on and you're like, no, like I get the consistency part. And then, and just talking through it, it's like, all right, yeah, you know, it's probably the fucking consistency. Go figure. Like, it's not a mistake, as you know, that probably the single thing I talk about more than anything in regard to fitness is consistency, because that is single-handedly the most important thing. And right. Unfortunately, it's not sexy, and it's not something that people can really make a lot of money off of. It's why the best fitness marketers in the world are doing these 7-day fixes and 21-day fixes, because people are much more likely to buy something that is essentially easier to be consistent with because it's so short term rather than something that's so long term. And now the key here is, and this is really the billion-dollar question, how do we get you to be consistent?
Well, I'm still using my calendar from when we started that. When was that? Like April? So I write little notes on there. Like I put on there, I did my scapulas and my push-ups every day. And then if I had my food were high and low, and you know, so I still use that every day. And I think, I don't know. Maybe if I worry more about like the, you know, like the goal kind of thing, like instead of worrying about, maybe get more focused on like I'm doing squat supremacy and, you know, putting a little more weight on, you know, even if it's 2 pounds, you know, like get back to worrying more about strength than like the weight loss kind of thing.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Like, it's so interesting how just talking about this, it helps so much. But what you just said is something that I guarantee you this is going to happen, because I'm going to tell you something that I'm going to make an Instagram post on soon. And I guarantee you, when you see this Instagram post, number one, you're going to laugh because I told you ahead of time I was going to do it. And number two, I'm going to tell you that a lot of people will get very angry in the comment section for what I'm about to say.
Oh.
You just single-handedly proved my exact point when I say that the why, what so many people talk about, which is like, you need to find your why. Like, why do you want to do this? Why is it important to you? Blah. And like, I'm not going to say your why is unimportant, but I am going to say it is massively overemphasized. And what is underemphasized is the what.
Oh.
And if we think about what you just said, the thing that might be better to focus on is your goal. What do you want to achieve? Now, of course, we can go in there and be like, well, yeah, of course, the goal, what do you want to achieve? But then why do you want to achieve the goal? Da, da, da. It's like, that's fine. We can discuss that. But a lot of people, they're only talking about the why without the what. And you cannot have a why if you first don't have a specific what. And without that what, it is significantly easier to be less consistent. So in terms of what, from once you find your what, then you can find your how. And then once you have your how, then if you want, you can also talk about your why. I'm not going to be so single-minded to say that the why is unimportant, but I do think that most people know why they want to look better and feel better and lose fat and get stronger. Most people know why. It's not a secret, but very few people have taken the time to consider what it is specifically and also from there how to achieve it. Now, I think what you brought up is a very important point, which is changing your what to specifically something more strength focused, something that is a quantifiable strength number, something that is you're excited to achieve, something that has a very deliberate goal that you want out of it. So you brought up squat supremacy, which is one of the Inner Circle squat programs. Mm-hmm. So do you love squatting?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
I don't think I haven't been gotten up to doing my weight, but I am still doing my body weight deadlifts. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, let me see this. Do you love deadlifting? Just from your tone of voice, it sounds like you like deadlifting better.
Well, it's because it's a heavier weight and it sounds cooler, but yeah. But I like, there's no reason. Well, I mean, I have
heavier and it sounds better. Yeah. I mean, deadlifting is my favorite lift too. If you had to choose between a program that was specifically for your deadlift or specifically for your squat, which would you choose?
I think I would work on my squats because they need some help.
Okay.
I'm not as strong in that area. So.
Okay. I love that. So have you tried squat supremacy yet?
Oh yeah. This is probably my second time doing it. So.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Yeah. I did that when a bunch of us were doing it last, I think it was last summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I went in and then I was doing the chin-up thing. So. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so let me ask you
kind
this.
Rotating.
How many, and tell me if I'm wrong, I remember you saying that generally speaking, you'll get 1 to 2 workouts in a week and then the other 1 or 2 sort of fall by the wayside?
Yeah, I try to, I found that 3 actually works better. So I just tested, and there's no reason I couldn't do one on Friday, but for whatever reason, we have a half day at work and it kind of like throws me off and I come home and sleep and then I don't work out and then Saturday gets busy. So I know I just need to buckle down and do it because it's not like they take an hour. So what's 1 45-minute session in a day, you know? So.
Oh, I love that. I mean, and squat supremacy is 3 days a week. Yeah.
Right. And the chin-up thing, I think I was doing that as a 3-day also. I just spread things out and did it that way, and it worked out well. So.
Okay, perfect. So I would say, and tell me what you think, that would you want to do squat supremacy and aim for legitimately 100% consistency?
That would work.
Well, don't sound so excited, Mercy.
You're making put me on the spot. Like I didn't know that was going to happen.
There are very few people that know me as well as you do in terms of, I mean, we've just known each other for years. I think that you could probably predict everything that I would say. But it's funny, it goes to show that even when you know, like it's nice to just at least have a conversation about it, right? And I think it's helpful. Let me ask you this. If I asked you, how much do you believe in your ability to be 100% consistent for squat supremacy 3 days a week for 60 days? Like how much do you believe in your ability to do that?
I can do it. I can. I just have to do it. I need a week off for Christmas, though. So
Well, that's totally fine.
Actually, I can take my bands and do it on my vacation. So.
Well, and I love that. And by the way, or if you wanted to, you could take your bands on vacation, do some workouts when you're away, and then come back and start where you left off.
Yeah.
Now, let me
ask. That's usually what I do, I guess. So.
Oh, that's perfect.
There is no day one, you know. So.
Yeah.
A new first day. It's always a day.
That's exactly right. Well, let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being absolutely 100% like you know you cannot succeed versus 10 being 100% you know you absolutely will hit 3 times a week for the entire squat supremacy, where do you fall on that confidence scale?
85 to 90%.
Got it. So you say like 8.5 or 9.
Right.
I love that. So let me ask you this. Why did you say, we'll call it 8.5 or 9, and not say
99?
No, not say 6 or 7.
Oh, I do find that I can do anything on the 80-20 plan. So whether it's sticking to my diet, 80-20 or whatever. So.
And in addition, I would say from what I know about you is you're a very strong-willed person. You are a strong-willed person, and you are – if you say that you want to do something, like, I know that you're going to do it. I just know it. Like, I know that you're – when you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. Like, you're a strong-willed individual. You're very confident. What I love about you more than anything is you are who you are and you own it. And like, you don't change for anything. That's you. And I know that if you say, hey, and you're talking to yourself, you're like, hey, Marcy, let's fucking do this shit. Like, you're going to do it. I know you are.
I can do it. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why maybe you said 8.5 or 9, as opposed to 6 or 7, because you know in your heart that when you dedicate yourself to something, you're going to do it. Now, let me ask you this. If I were to ask you, what do you think about working out 3 times a week, every week for a year? How realistic do you, and like, where would you lie on that confidence scale for that?
It would still probably be 70, 75%.
You want to know something really cool? Statistically, just based on
right.
large scale data, people who say a 7 or higher on that scale are so radically more likely to actually do it than people who say 6 or below that like it is like on an upwards of 90% higher. Like, there is not a doubt in my mind that if you like what I would give you is this. I would say do the squat supremacy right. challenge, but I would keep that your short-term goal
right.
and I would make your long-term goal 3 times a week every week for a year, and I would get your year calendar out, and I'd use this to post in the inner circle for the accountability and try and do it for a whole year. It doesn't mean that you can't have days off and you can't, you can't have weeks. I mean, it's 3 times a week. It's not every day, but your goal for the year is to go 3 times a week, every week. And then if that means you're on vacation and like, you just want to either do a bodyweight workout or you just want to take the week off because of vacation, totally fine. But I think there's value in having a short-term goal specifically, and then also a long-term goal. I think they're both better than either alone. And, I have a feeling that by the time you get to month 4 to 5, if you do this 100% like you say you're going to do, it will no longer become a thing that is consistently going off and on, because at that point, you'll have taken the time and the energy and made the sacrifices necessary in order to make it a part of your life.
Right.
That's where most people fail. Most people fail when they haven't spent enough time making it a part of their life, so it's easier to fall off track. Habits are a very, very difficult thing to ingrain, and it's difficult to break new old ones. And putting a new one in place can be very difficult, but one of the best ways to do it is have both a short-term and a long-term goal. And I guarantee you that if you get to month four, having done this, it will never be a thing where you just like fall off track and like have, like, it will be your life. And yeah. And that's the greatest benefit of it all, where you are no longer working on motivation, or you're not getting sidelined because of, you know, not wanting to do it. It'll just be something just like work. You go to work, you just do it. That's it.
Right. You don't get paid if you don't put in the work.
That's exactly right. You're not going to get paid with your gains if you're not going to the gym. Right. That's exactly right.
I'm not buying bigger clothes, damn it.
So does that help? Like, do you think like that will help you?
Right. Yes.
So are you my giving me your word you're going to do that?
Do what? Okay.
Are you giving me your word you're going to do that?
Yes, I will do it.
You know I'm going to check up on you.
Yeah. Well, I got, like I said, I got the calendar thing going, and even though that month or two or whatever it was are done, I just keep doing it. So it's like, oh, well, you know, so seeing all my little extras and notes on there every day is kind of cool. I really like that. So
I love that. What I would also do, and it might be worthwhile to take, I don't know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I think actually this might be a cool video to make in the inner circle. For me, I think it would benefit a lot of people, is a video just talking about when you're making your goals for the new year, what might be very helpful for you is to plan out exactly which programs you're going to do over the year. So, you know, for like, who knows, like from January 1 until March 1, you'll do Squat Supremacy. Mm-hmm. And then maybe after Squat Supremacy, maybe you'll be like, all right, so for that, I'll take like a mini quote unquote break and I'll do the 3-day a week program in the March 2020 edition. Mm-hmm. And then in from April 1 until June 1, maybe you'll do Deadlift Domination.
And
And then, right? And then from June 1 to July 1, maybe you'll do like the June program for 2020. And then July 1 to whatever. And we could go to like the different chin-up specialization programs. But plan it out so you have your year planned. And that's one of the greatest benefits of the way that the Inner Circle is set up, is you have access to all of these programs that are ready to go and they work incredibly well. You can literally plan your entire year of training, which is going to be very versatile, and you're not going to get bored of it because you know what it is and you have different goals, different what's planned throughout the year.
That is great. I do have kind of like a plan. Like I knew I was going to do the chin up thing, and I did the squat one, and I think I did deadlift domination maybe a year or two ago, like when it first came out. That was a while back. So, you know, but I never really thought about planning them out for the whole year. Like, what is, you know, like I'm still working on the chin up thing and I can almost do one. And I don't know. I have 3 weeks yet till the end of the year. But my goals were always like, just do a chin up. Well, you know, that doesn't really work everything. And they can't do chin up, you know, this chin up program all year long, you know. So I need to do everything. So that's a great idea on planning out the full year, you know, like that. Or, you know, you can always change it, but I mean, it at least gives you something to look forward to. It's kind of like going to school for, you know, being a doctor. You got to take this class, and you got to plan it all out. So
exactly. And if you think about it, it's essentially short-term goals intermingled with long-term goals. So the long-term goal is the year. Now you have more short-term goals within the year. And I think one of the things people really struggle with workouts specifically is they get bored of it, right? They get bored of it and it's too repetitive. This way, you know, the first 2 months is focus on your squat. The next month might be more of a mental break. And then so you can just do the regular Inner Circle programming, which is still no joke and very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
But like, it's not like you have to have such a precise goal. And then the next 2 months, maybe focus on your deadlift. The next month, maybe focus on a chin-up specialization program. The next month, maybe doing more one like the physique-focused programs. Like, you do that for the whole year. It's like it literally will take you 15, 20 minutes max, and then you have your entire year of training ready to go.
Yeah, that would be great.
Perfect. I love that. Amazing. Is there anything else? And I know you had written some other questions, but is there anything else that I can either read that out loud or you can read it? Or if you say, you know what, like I've had enough, I don't even like talking to you, let me get off the phone, then you can do that. It's 100% up to you.
No, my other little one, I've already been working on it because after we came back from before we went on the retreat, we did the, you know, what are we afraid of or what, you know, makes us nervous. And I am pretty introverted, not that you would know it. I do much better with strangers, probably because I don't have to remember what I learned about you 6 months ago and forgot.
<That's> so funny. Anyway, I love that.
For names, you know, I'm terrible with names. So and I could never get my thing to upload. But, you know, after the retreat, it came back and you know how you always ask questions. So I just wrote notes and then like asked myself questions like you would ask me, well, why do you think this and why do you do it that way? And I'm like, well, you know, I just need to put myself out there a little more. You know, like I've been on the inner circle for so long. And if you go back, you know, like I'm really strong and down out there. And then all of a sudden I'm gone for like a month or two or 6 months or a year. And then I'm back and I'm really strong and then I'm gone. And it's like, well, you know, when times get rough or I'm not, instead of posting that, I'm still here, you know, I just disappear and just go into my own little world and, you know, ignore everything. So I'm working on that and trying to stay out there. And, you know, whenever, I don't know, I always figured nobody wants to know if I'm feeling whiny today or having a bad day, but, and I am getting better. And then, contacting and talking to people more often, you know, so like on Instagram, getting a little more chatty and, you know, just getting to know people a little bit more instead of just the little, hey, you're doing a great job and being a cheerleader from the sidelines kind of thing. So you've already,
I just want to let you know, I love this and I appreciate how just straightforward and honest you are. It's just like you're blunt, you're to the point, like this is it, like I love it. And tell me if I'm wrong, because I very well could be. Are you the person who tends to be the one who goes out of her way to help other people but struggles with getting help for yourself?
Yeah, it's easier to just say, oh, I've been through that and not bitch about it, but I'll help you over there, you know, or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
And do you tend to not like to tell other people what you're going through? And again, tell me if this is not you at all. I'm just asking questions. Do you tend to be the person who, like, you don't like to burden people with your problems because you know they have their own problems, so you, like, would rather just, like, stay quiet and not tell other people?
Yeah, or I figure nobody wants to hear about it or, you know, that kind of thing.
Talk to me about that. Why do you feel like nobody wants to hear about it?
I don't know. Maybe because, well, I have had some irritating, annoying, mean people in my life. And so, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, your life's so perfect. We don't want to hear about your crap. Or the backstabbing kind of women. If you've probably been around women a little bit in your lifetime, you know. So they can be very cruel people. And then, you know, but as I've gotten older, I do realize that a lot of people have their own insecurities. And that's probably what's coming through. So I just need to put that on the back burner and then more blunt and open about some stuff because I just don't really care. So, I mean, I care about people and stuff, but I don't let their attitudes rub off on me quite as much, you know? So,
yeah. Were you surprised at the Inner Circle Retreat about how like, not even just kind everyone was, but how like open everyone was to listening to other people and like how everyone seemed to just be like not only willing to talk but also equally willing to listen?
Oh yes, that was just amazing. And well, it's, you know, it's all a like-minded group of people to a point, you know. I mean, we don't have to agree with every single thing, but we all seem to respect each other.
That is
finding that much of a group of people that can be adult enough to say, well, we all have differences, but we're all the same. We all want to be healthier and happier and, you know, whatever our reasons are. So it was amazing.
I very much agree. And I think what you said is we can have differences in opinion and beliefs, but it doesn't mean that we can't respect each other as humans. And I think that that's exactly right. And I think that, you know, it's interesting what happens early in life can often shape our opinions and views and and what we think other people may or may not be interested in. And what you said about how you've had some people in your past that were either rude or mean or backstabbing or made you think that it wasn't worth it for you to share what you were going through. I'm very glad, and that hopefully you very much understand now, that you have a group of people who would love nothing more for you to share what you're going through, with the good and the bad, the stressful and the exciting. The last thing that I would want you or anyone to think is that nobody wants to hear or would care about what you're going through. Oh. And I want you to know, because now this is no longer an excuse.
I know.
You no longer have a valid excuse in your head to say, like, well, I'm just going to not say because no one wants to care. No one cares.
Right, right.
That is a fucking lie.
No, it's so stupid.
It's bullshit. And like, in the same way that you're blunt and honest, I'm going to be blunt and honest with you. It's bullshit. It's an excuse that you will tell yourself to avoid doing what you know is right.
Right.
So I would encourage you, and if you want to, we could even make this another goal, like at least once a month, which is, if you think about it, only 12 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Once a month, give an update in the inner circle with what's going on. You could do three things that are great and three things that maybe aren't so great.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just like a monthly update post. And it could literally be like update 1 out of 12, update 2 out of 12, update 3 out of 12 for 2020. And you can even say, the reason I'm doing this update is because I've struggled with letting people know what's going on in my life. I've also struggled with sometimes being here and then sometimes going dark. And the purpose of this monthly post that has to be done every month is to make sure that I'm still here and say hello and let you know that I'm here for you. And I know that you're there for me, and I'm going to push outside my comfort zone. And just, it doesn't have to be a 5,000 word post. It can be if you want, but it could literally just be three bullet points of good, three bullet points of things that might not be so good. And that's it. And you're staying consistent and you're pushing outside your comfort zone. And I think that, you know, it can be very helpful, very therapeutic. And you never know, you make that post, who's going to reach out and who's going to say, like, you know, that really resonated with me, thank you for saying that. Or, hey, I saw you posted that, tell me more, what's going on? You never, ever, ever, ever know. But what I can guarantee you is that not posting and going dark is the single best way for people to not listen to what you have to say, because they don't know.
Right.
And it is no longer a valid excuse to say people don't care, because that's just fucking bullshit. And we do.
Right. Like, I don't read all the posts on there and do my own caring to these people.
Exactly.
Our friends, you know, so.
Exactly. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that would be good. That would help me. That was my other thing, is at least once a week, you know, reaching out to like one person, or, you know, chatting with somebody I haven't really chatted with before, or, you know, going out and giving a little bit more information, or, you know, not just like good job, or, you know, like point out something a little bit more and help them along, encouraging, expanding on the encouragement, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I love that.
I'm not a mini Tony, but, you know, hey.
you know what you're going to have to do? I'm going to give you an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I am.
Is that your paper that you're getting out?
My paper's ready.
That's perfect, because I was going to say it has to be handwritten. It can't be on the computer. Not that it's bad, but I like handwritten better for this stuff. You have to write down explicitly and unbelievably specifically what your goals are and your plans are for the coming year.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have to share it with anyone else if you don't like, but you got to share it with me. Okay. And it has to be what you're going to do training-wise. So in terms of what we discussed for like what your programs are going to be for the next year, it has to be what you're planning from the like accountability and just saying hello and staying in touch and knowing that there are people who care and are there to listen, which it could be a post a day, it could be a post a week, a post a month, but whatever you decide there, specifically what you're going to do. And anything else can be included as well, but I definitely want to see those goals and those plans. So I call them, you have your objective-based goals. So the objective is to, for training could be, the objective is to stay more consistent with my workouts and to work out 3 times a week. That's the objective. Those are the objective-based goals. The action-based goals are, what you're actually going to do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to make that happen. So I'm going to go to the gym on this day and this day and this day every week. I'm going to do this program on this month, this program on this month. You're going to write all this out, just literally exactly the actions you'll be taking in order to make that happen. And so I want to see these handwritten, and I want to see them, and it doesn't have to be within like the next day, but by the end of next week, I would love to see them. You can just text it to me. And if you want to post it in the inner circle, you're welcome to do that as well, for accountability or for whatever you'd like. But have you ever done something like this where you wrote that specifically and explicitly exactly what you're going to do, what your goals are, and how you're going to achieve them?
No, not really. I mean, somewhat, you know, but it was more just like get stronger, you know, and it wasn't like do a chin up. It was never quite deal.
Oh yeah, we're going to take goal setting to a whole new level. We're going to go from not just what you want to achieve, but how you're going to achieve it, and on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And it takes time and it takes thought and it takes effort, but doing that, I mean, no goal has ever been achieved without time, thought, or effort. So take some time out of your day to really focus on you, like really to focus on you and your goals for the next year. And make sure that if you have any questions, you know where to reach me, but make sure you send this to me, because I want to be there with the entire inner circle to support you and encourage you and to hold you accountable. And I really think that this could be a wonderful thing in your life that you really, your question at the very beginning was, do I think I don't deserve to achieve these goals? It's like, fuck no. I think that you absolutely do think you deserve to achieve these goals, but I think there's been a lack of specificity and a lack of a plan, and now we're going to change that.
And that's true, because I think when I first started on this path so long ago, I would get to the end of whatever, and then like sometimes I would achieve that goal or whatever it was, and then I would like really be lost, because, you know, what's your next goal? You know, oh, well, I'll add 10 pounds to this lift, you know, and okay, well, then what's your next goal? I don't know. then we had, you know, different family members have health. So then it was like, well, just health related. Okay, well, I'm pretty damn healthy for 56. So I feel like I'm still 25, you know. So anyway, I've got the health thing down. That's no big deal. But this, I think, will be good, because it's a little bit more, you know, it's not like you can't revisit it and check up on it and tweak it a little bit as you go along. But, you know.
I love it. I love it.
Longer term. So I think it should be a little bit better. So than just do this one thing. And then I don't know what to do from then, because it's like, you know, I don't know. That's maybe where I'm falling off. So
I agree. And worst comes to worst, nothing happens, but best comes to best, everything changes for the better. And I really think that this is going to be, this could be a tremendous year. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Marcy, thank you for getting on the phone with me. I'm like super excited about this. I'm smiling. I'm super happy. I think this is great. I think this is really, really exciting, and I can't wait to see how it goes. And you better believe that if you don't fucking send me your goals, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to stand over you as I watch you make these goals.
I'll write them nicer and do it on time. Otherwise, you won't neither one of us will be able to read them. But thank you for taking the time out and spending a little moment with me and walking me through it in a little bit different way than my own little way. And you know,
I consider myself incredibly fortunate and blessed to have you in my life, and I consider you a wonderful friend and a part of my family, and I really appreciate you so much. Thank you.
I appreciate you too, and so much of what you're doing, and watching you grow through the last few years has just been amazing. So, and look at this, I haven't even cried yet.
Not yet, but we will soon.
Yeah, July's coming. No.
Yeah, the Inner Circle Retreat. I cannot wait. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited for the second one.
It'll be fun. So.
Right. I love you, Marcy. Have a wonderful night, okay?
You too. Love you
and
much.
Do not forget about those goals, because I'm going to find you. I will find you, Marcy. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye. That wraps it up for this episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Marcy, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you to everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. They've been helping a lot. A written review would be very much appreciated. Either way, thank you so much. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon.